Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. Michael, thank you very much for that serious talk with everyone else with everyone that was listening. I hope you guys have gotten the gist of being serious at this point and you are just frankly exhausted and you just can't wait not to be serious for 1 hour and 25 minutes, which is which is how long I'm going to be here. Of not talking about anything serious. Just me, you know, cracking jokes. Let's start with Dave Chappelle, who has been said to have had a gig somewhere, I think, somewhere in Dubai. I think just one of the countries, I think it's in Dubai or somewhere in Saudi Arabia. I have to repeat this again. I've been told, Helmed, Dubai is a city in the UAE, not a country. So I just like to repeat that to myself because I don't have the money to travel and basically get myself acquainted with some of these geographical locations. Now, Dave Chappelle being Dave Chappelle decided to go controversial again when he started talking about, Palestine. Turns out something I did not know until a few days ago was that, with all the genocide going on in Palestine, who is this guy? Another one. It turns out he's Palestinian. Now, Dave Chappelle went on to say that, and I'm paraphrasing here, that, DJ Khaled is the fattest Palestinian I know. I was like, ouch! That sounds like Dave Chappelle. I'm like, okay, first of all, you have to understand he was in the Middle East. And this is the country where they still, where they don't use Western terminology of, oh my God, you called me fat. What? I can't call you thin when you're breaking my bathroom scale. Like, that, I'll be lying to you. You can't ever, you know what? I want a guy who's very honest and ladies, for those of you that think you want a girl who is very honest and, yeah, you don't want that. No, you don't. First of all, you guys have the tendency of spending 6 hours in front of a mirror and then you still come to me and go like, how do I look? Wait, 6 hours in front of a mirror was not enough? So, now at this point, I'm obligated to lie to you. Because I can't tell you, just out of the respect of the 6 hours you spend, plastering and renovating, like, one of them old schools. I can't tell you that you look hideous. That would be insulting to your 6 hours that you spend in front of the mirror. So even if you look like one of them figures from Wrong Turn, I'll be like, you look wonderful, beautiful, perfecto. You look very, pretty. Like rose petals in the summer dew morning. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so just out of the respect of your time, I just tell you, I'm just gonna tell you, you look beautiful. I know deep inside, so 6 hours in front of a mirror, and that's the best you could do. Now, I can't say that because, I'm going to end up being single. And, it will take me a while to get laid again. So, just out of the kindness of me and my boy downstairs, we're just going to go with, you look very beautiful. Deep inside, we know if we tell the truth, we're dying. Like, instant death. Where were we? Dave Chappelle being Dave Chappelle. Turns out DJ Khaled is the fattest Palestinian he knows right now. Because Palestinians are literally being starved by the most democratic army in the world. Yeah, right. Now, speaking of democracy, I've come to change my mind on democracy. I think I hate democracy. Don't get me wrong. I like the ideal democracy. That's my way of saying I like the democracy on paper. Sort of like trickle-down economy. You know how they, multinational corporations run around, quote-unquote, investing in different countries. And they are more like, it's actually an old pickup line of picking up the attention of nation's leaders. But you know what? The way this economy is going to work is, give me access to your minerals, give me a bunch of subsidies. More like, give me a bunch of subsidies. And if not a bunch of subsidies, give me some, a bunch of other subsidies or incentives. I usually go for, incentives. Now, the reason why I want these incentives is because, so that I can, I can save as much money as possible, so that I can work on expanding my business, because the more I expand my business, the more operations I'm going to have to run and the more people I will employ, and therefore alleviate the burden of unemployment on your people. You see, that's trickle-down economy. On paper, it works perfectly. In reality, it doesn't work, because you take a multinational corporate idiot, And you give them incentives for them to save money. They are not going to expand their operations. They will be pocketing every single dollar they're supposed to, they said they were going to use on expanding their operations so they can employ more people. Actually, they'll be working on budget cuts and reduce their staff. Now, the whole, two reasons that at least as a non-economist that I can think of why trickle-down economies, is a lot of bogus, two reasons that I can think of why it actually fails. Like some relationships, right now, that are just, in the ICU. In other words, we are doing the best we can. We just meet, screw, and then goodbye again, and then, two reasons why trickle down economy doesn't work is, one, first of all, to expand a business, there must be a reason, business reason to expand. There is an available market. You still have more consumers you haven't reached. If you don't have more consumers you haven't reached, it doesn't matter how many incentives you give me to save money. I'm not expanding into a place where no one will use my products or services. It doesn't make any business sense. That's reason number one. Reason number two is the obvious one. Greed is very simple. Now, you think, this is one thing I don't think people understand about millionaires and billionaires. You really think they made all that money by being nice? Then you are naive beyond measure. A point of correction. Naive is a very politically correct term. You are stupid beyond measure. If you think millionaires and billionaires made all that money by being nice, the word stupid doesn't even come close to describing just how dumb you are. Because to make billions and millions at the multinational corporation, corporations that you see, multinational corporations operating, you have to understand that, you have to break a few shells to make that billion, omelet. Now, what do you mean by that? Man of equal FM, go deeper, fine. I just recently got paid to go deeper. So let's go deeper now, shall we? First of all, in the real world, being nice, I know, in theory, the truth shall set you free. The truth will always liberate you. No, the truth gets you killed. Which is there are two phrases that contradicts each other when it comes to the truth. One is coming out of the gangster world. Another one is coming out of the a religious gangster world. They're both gangsters. I'm saying religious gangsters because religion has been used, like every religion, by the way, not just Christianity or Islam, has been used to subjugate people in the name. The God I worship told me that, well, I'm more important than you, therefore, is the reason why I can justify, enslaving you. Colonialism. A bunch of white people showed up at our shores with Bibles, built churches, and still committed one atrocity after another, and every Sunday they went to church. So, see? It's not the religion I have a problem with. Is the religious practitioners I have a problem with. Because a banjo, especially those ones at the top of the, of the religious ladder, And it's amazing how we respect these guys. I'm not saying let's not respect them. I'm just saying most of these guys are gangsters. Are more gangsters than you think. So, 2 points, the truth shall set you free is coming out of religious gangsterism. And, snitches get stitches. It's kind of like thug life gangsterism equivalent of the truth shall set you opposite of the truth shall set you free, because drug dealers are serious. I mean, I just at least honest with you. If you snitch, you get stitches. That's the best case scenario. It's easy. I know. It's one of those things that also gets me interested in basically what I do. So, snitches get stitches. So I believe, in theory, the truth shall set you free. In reality, snitches get stitches. That's the best case scenario. In reality, snitches find themselves 2 meters, underground, which is a standard depth measurement for Western graveyards. Don't ask. It's a long documentary story. At this point, I think it's been established that I don't go out a lot. Therefore, I play a lot of video games and watch a lot of documentaries. Makes me sound like a serial killer, but I'm a serial killer only when it comes to food. Leave your food in the fridge, that food is going to disappear faster than you can blink. And anything outside of that, nope, nuh-uh. I think if you were just to gather all my ex-girlfriends, which are a lot, you can count them on one hand and still be left with enough fingers to slap someone into a coma. Oh, boy. Well, I wasn't proud of it when I was in high school, but now I am. I am proud of it. Getting people into trouble with their fathers. And now, moving on. Snitches get stitches. That's the reality. The truth shall set you free. The truth, literally, got our Lord and Savior in nails. So it's kind of hard at this point to convince me that the truth shall set me free. Because every time I go to church, I'm told again about, guy that died for our sins, who told nothing and nothing but the truth. We still nailed him to the cross. In other words, as a species, human beings, we, as much as we like to say that we want to be told the truth, we don't really handle the truth that well. No, we don't. Nope, we don't. If you don't believe me, next time you do a secretary at work, when you get home and your wife asks you, honey, how was work today? Just be, tell the truth, because it will set you free, right? Just look, hold your wife. Just pull her as close as possible. Look deep into her eyes and tell her, honey, you could learn a thing or two from the secretary. This afternoon in the office bathroom, she was showing me these moves that are just out of this world. Let's see if you leave to go to work the next day. But did you lie? No. Did you tell the truth? Yes, I'm gonna leave to see the next day. Highly improbable. Actually, I'd like to correct that. You are dead man walking. She's gonna kill you so fast. Even God in heaven would be like, when do you get here? And he'd be like, yeah, my wife turns out has a talent. I didn't know she had until I told her the truth, something you keep telling us to do. And now I'm here. So the truth shall set you free. We tell that to the kids, we're raising kids and honest kids. I may just, be honest with you. The truth is very subjective. And before I, you know, ruin your brains, make I come back to my topic for the day. So, Dave Chappelle was just pointing out the truth from his observation, being controversial, typical controversial Dave Chappelle. Yeah. DJ Khaled. Okay, my God, you're the fattest Palestinian I know. Seriously. Look, I would have taken offense. If I was, another one, I would have taken offense on that one. So, let's talk a little bit about Togo. Togo is one of those Africa's that countries that you find in in West Africa. Not Togo, it's Togo. There is no space in between. Togo. Here's the interesting story that's unfolding in Togo. Last year, I think it was last year or earlier this year, somewhere around April, the Parliament of Togo passed a bill that makes, a very questionable one. We thought it was just Uganda that was passing interesting legal literature. You see, Uganda passed a law that made it, legal for the for civilians to be tried in military courts. That's a fancy way of saying, if you escape my clutches, my son will take care of you because he's the head of the military. Now, it turns out Togo was doing the exact same thing, and something similar to it. And want to choose my words carefully on that one. Because, well, I want to sound smart. And just want to sound smart. And the reason behind that is, the government of Togo, the parliament of Togo, made a law that, any leader, any political party, the head of the political party that dominates, that has the majority seats in parliament, becomes the president by default. In other words, at this point, parliamentary elections becomes more important than presidential elections, because at this point, presidential elections, you may as well just kick them out through the window, because you can just hold parliamentary election, parliamentary elections. Any political party that has that gains the majority seats in parliament, the leader of that political party automatically becomes president. And that's not the most controversial part about it turns out the constitution of Togo. The most controversial part is that the law doesn't mention anything about term limit. In other words, when you find yourself in office, legally you can just sit there for 40, 50 years until Mother Nature says, "Oh yeah, are you not tired of ruling? Oh yeah, come here. Make I give my bacteria some dictators to eat." But, look, at this point I'm going, you know what? Since I hate democracy now, I hate democracy, like I pointed out earlier, it's not very different from trickle-down economy. It sounds very awesome on paper, but then in practical reality, it's the complete opposite. It's like online relationship. We in the world of AI and filters. I still don't know if people still do online relationship, because you are ye. With all the filters and all the AI. Internet? Yep, that's the last place I'll be. I'll take my chances with someone that I meet in Town Square. I'll take my chances with someone that I meet at one of my shows, that I just, the stage ones, not this one. On this one, we just, listen and, that's it. Because I'm one of, I'm in the entertainment industry, so I use social media a lot. And I have seen people's pictures on their social media, especially Instagram and TikTok pages. And when I ran into them in real life, I can't help but ask myself one question. How is that not misinformation? Because at this point, I mean, you can't use makeup, put on a AI filter, and then, you know, put on filters on your Facebook, on your platforms, on your videos and pictures, and then turn around and say politicians are liars. What does that make you? I mean, well, you're lying, only your lies are more practical and they are not generating a lot of revenue compared to political lies, because politicians' lies make a lot of money. And they also fool a lot of people. And now on social media is the exact same thing. So if you ask me, lying through filters, lying through, politics, lying through ChatGPT to do your assignments, it's still lying. But for some reason, when someone tells you, I'm coming over, send me transport money, you send transport money, and then their phone goes off after you have just drank your, after you have just finished your 2 liters of pesu. Hey! Trouble now, the wait. Actually, that's the, if I was God, that lie would be punishable by death. Because you can't just make me fuel my car full tank and then you tell me that the trip is cancelled. What am I supposed to do with all that fuel? Now, this topic is not about fuel. If you understand this one, congratulations. You and I have the dirtiest mind under the sun. I don't care if you're holding the good book or you're one of those people that go to church, every Sunday. If you understood that part, hey, heaven for you and me, and a few ones. So 3 minutes to the hour of 10, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM, and I'm just here to talk about nothing that is serious. Now, on my way here, my cab driver is one of the, my cab driver for this morning was one of those guys that is an avid Eagle FM listener. Very cool guy. Very cool guy. Shout out, man. And I was just sitting at the back seat with a very smoking hot police officer we dropped off somewhere in town. And I enjoyed Michael's show in the backseat of of the cab. Homeboy is just, well focused driver. And I was, I couldn't help but, overhear. It's a radio. You can't overhear. It's basically put up for you to hear. So, Michael was saying that military juntas are using a lot of their natural resources to, I'm terribly paraphrasing on this one. Mike, don't kill me. Military juntas are using a lot of their resources for seemingly military security, more like personal security. But here's the thing. If I was targeted by the CIA, NSA, MI5, and Mossad, and pretty much every intelligence community, KSA, if we are coming out of the Western world, believe me, I would spend every single powder of uranium in this country to protect me, because those guys don't play. No, they don't. Now, let's take a break and then we'll continue on the other side. Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM.
And the reason why I found that very interesting, I thought I was just going to come here and talk about it is that the Pentagon, which is the Ministry of Defense HQ. This is an article coming from 2024. Let me just get one by year. Yeah, let me get the government one. Thank you. U.S. Department of Defense. The Department of Defense, DOD, has released results of 7th Annual Department-Wide Financial Statement Audit. And today, this was in November 2024, which was expected. The department has turned a corner in its understanding of depth and breadth of the challenges, said blah, blah, blah. Under Secretary of Defense, also blah, blah, blah. Momentum is on our side. Now, it was pointed out back in 2024, that the Department of Defense, aka the U.S. military, have failed, six or seven financial audits in a row. Six or seven financial audits in a row. For 6 to 7 consecutive years. Now, if you ask me, that's not something that I found shocking. Because, well, the U.S. has about 800 military bases outside the U.S. And that's just the military bases that we, you know, that are more like made for the public to know. Now, something I learned from the 2013 Edward Snowden files, you know, known as black sites, aka, these are more like places where if the intelligence kidnap you and they don't want to interrogate you in the official, legal ways like international law requires, and they just want to, pluck out your nails, pull out your teeth and stuff like that, attach 240 volts to your, to your crown jewels, that type of interrogation, they take you to place they call black sites. Now, we know this because of what? Abu Ghraib torture. We know this of Guantanamo Bay, because of Guantanamo Bay. And we know all these things. Now, how do you finance a place that you don't want people to know if you are not going to make sure that some of the money is unaccountable? So it's not rocket science to me. They can't account for, you can't tell people, well, we have a secret military base somewhere in Africa. We also need money to fund that secret military base. We're not going to tell you where it is. The point is to make sure it's a secret as it's so secret that it's non-existent. You just tell them, what military base? We have no clue what you're doing. Now, commercial break. And by the way, the biggest money laundering cities in this world are Middle East, England. The city of London is money laundering hub of the planet. And by the way, last time I checked, it's not run by Namibia. Switzerland is a very expensive country to live in. Some African leaders actually prefer Switzerland more than their own country. Why not just use the money that they are spending in Switzerland to build their country so it looks like Switzerland is beyond me? The level of damage is really high. At this point, it needs a vaccine. Because clearly common sense is not going to cut it. Talking is not going to cut it. And, what are Swiss financial institutions known for? For hosting some of the most questionable clients under the sun. Drug dealers, arms dealers, human, drug, and pretty much everything traffickers. That's where they used to keep their money. But I think they still do. But the laws right now are somewhat very loose compared to what they were 10, 20 years ago. I know. Look. I'm not saying Africa has the best leaders. I'm just saying African leaders are terrible. But Western leaders are the worst. Why? It's because it's simple. It's simple. Actually, I think, I said something yesterday about the corporate world, that you can't be nice in the corporate world. It's the same with power. You can't be nice and think you are going to live longer on the plains of power. That's like, trying to be a gazelle in the middle of, that's like being a gazelle in the middle of a Serengeti. Anytime you can be eaten. You have hunters coming. You have, you have cheetahs, you have hyenas, you have lions, you have jackals, you have a lot of things that are headed for you. So, for you to thrive in the world of power, you are going to have to, it's not up to you. You are going to have to be savage. I know, right? We build all these institutions. By we, I mean human beings. We build all these institutions. If you are going to be an empire, you will have to spend a lot of money in military. You'll have to spend a lot of money in expansion. That's why if you read the rise and fall of any, especially the, you know, the decline and fall of any empire, I would recommend you start with Edward Gibbon's The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. They all point to one thing. The fall, the decline and fall of empires of all point to one thing. Overexpansion. Overexpansion means a lot of military, you know, a lot of military presence in parts of the world where they actually don't have to, you know, don't need to be. But for them to, for them to maintain an empire long enough, they have to, you know, they have to maintain a very wide reach in terms of military to the point where any competitor that raises up is put down before they get to the point where they are, where they are a force to be reckoned with. In other words, you can't be an empire if you don't have military presence, anyway, because, well, if you have a blind spot in terms of military presence, one of them is gonna just shoot up, and by the time that you realize, they're too big to fight. And now you have to share that power. So the whole thing is just about sharing power. Human beings are really dumb. A point of correction. Human beings are really stupid. And then when it comes to power, and then you have now people that are given the, like, look, I think the biggest lie for me, the biggest lie is what governments tell to intelligence communities, or what, first of all, the name itself is just one fascinating piece of gibberish. Intelligence, dude, you're one glorified thief, you're one glorified killer. You are one glorified, emotional and immoral wreck that the government thought, you know what? I will just take you and send you to do things that we don't want to do. Now, intelligence are actually, are actually amazing to think of, because these are the people that the government sends out to do their dirty work. In other words, as a leader, I can just sit here and say, well, we are not doing anything, anything in that part of the world, but we know that, we have, they call them our operatives. And by the way, if you are caught and killed, we'll deny any involvement in your operation, Mission Impossible stuff. I have to go and watch that movie. So at this point, I think the biggest lie is told to the military. Yeah, I know, military training lies to you, man. Now you are the boss, you do this, you do that, be strong. Now, this one thing, military, I respect you guys. But you do realize you guys are doing 50 push-ups so you can be strong. Right? But aren't we missing one thing? Is there a point where you're going to be stronger than a bullet? I'm just saying. I don't think there's enough, I don't think there's enough push-ups that you're gonna do that will make you stronger than a bullet. So you'd be there jumping, doing your kung fu, and I'll be there with a gun. I'm like, are you done? Then just pull the trigger. With all your 30 years of experience in backflipping, just like that, one bullet, problem solved. So now, I think if I was in the military, I'll just be eaten and don't focus on any push-up. Just focus on my, why? Why the heck would I do that? I'll just focus on my guns, my gun skills, reloading, reloading and unloading, or whatever the heck you guys do with your guns, all those things. That's what I would focus on. Because I don't think you are going to do enough push-ups to the point where you will be strong enough for you to be bulletproof. No, you won't. You're gonna run 10 kilometers a day, steal a bullet in the head,
10 years of experience, all splattered across Mother Nature's flow, aka the ground. So, I still don't understand the military. I just like the discipline, though. I like the discipline instilled and, like brainwashing, but I like the discipline. And I like the physical fitness. But the whole thing of, you must run 4 kilometers. Run 4 kilometers. Look, unless I'm running faster than a bullet, Commander, why the heck am I running? This is the last time I checked, the bullet is still gonna be faster than me. I think you should teach me how to work my gun, how to hide, and like camouflage, very important, because it has to do with hiding. Because the best way to hide from a guy that has a pew-pew is, the best way to survive someone that has a gun is hide. And, do your taekwondo and stuff like that. Or Krav Maga, jiu-jitsu, whatever you pick. I know. Whew, 11 minutes after my commercial break. Since I've been saying commercial break. Let's take that break now. And one more thing, nah.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Things I don't understand about the military. If you're in the military, I'm sure that right now you are just fuming yourself. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Look at my muscles. I can flex them and then scare the enemy away. If the enemy has a gun, your six-pack and all the time and energy at the gym, totally wasted. That's just a... Man, I love my job. The comedian one. So, let's look at social media update. Someone asked, what's the weirdest thing about love? The response was like, there are a lot of weird things about love. I'll give you an example, that you have to understand, my daughter, that at some point you will have to, you will call a fully grown man with a beard baby, and they will respond, yes, honey. You're a baby. You? With a beer. You're a baby. Nice. which got me thinking that, how about we use things like darling, dear, sweetheart, and all those things, but I think sweetheart should be reserved for women. Me saying to my girlfriend, sweetheart, that's a nice thing. But my girlfriend calling me sweetheart is like calling me, it's like my girlfriend telling me I look gorgeous. But I don't know, honey. I don't want to be gorgeous. I want to be handsome, Gorgeous? No. Gorgeous is me for you, you gorgeous, You look cute. Cute. What am I, 10? No. I don't want to look cute. Again, I want to be handsome. I think the, you know, the romantic word baby should be, which is also, well, my parents already gave me that name. So my girlfriend is, you know, sweetheart. Just thank my parents because they already did, you know, they reduced the burden of you having to come up with that. And sometimes I totally forget that that's my name. And, but I also have a beard, by the way. So just, you know, as a proof of non-baby sheep. Thanks. So I think, the baby part, baby should be left to, you know, husbands or boyfriends that are short. You know, like, the one who is talking here. Now, I can be called babe, baby, because not by, you know, look, let's just clarify something here. this is a preference. Unless you were born a woman, yeah, just don't call me baby. Please, I'm begging you, for the love of God. You know, it's a, again, it's a preference. Now, moving on. Telling me I look beautiful is an insult. Telling me I look cute, insult. I'm not five. Telling me I look handsome, thank you very much. Yeah, let's just well, leave it there. So if you are taller than 5.3, if you are taller than 1.5, if you are taller than 1.5 meters, you are not baby, you are darling, sweetheart, my love, something like that. But if you are, you know, 1.5, you know, 1.5 meters and shorter, then you, my, you know, fellow, you know, heightically challenged individuals, since we are being politically correct now, heightically challenged individuals, you and I can be, you know, are the people that, you know, the boyfriends and husbands that should be called babe. Baby. Dadzi. Ladies are very creative. Now, coming back to something that is more friendly to, let's talk about power. That's why I like about, you know, talking about power, because every time I take a detour into the, you know, into the dirty world, it never ends well. So let's talk a little bit about power. So we went through Togo and the whole Department of Defense in the U.S. losing billions of dollars and, you know, not being able to account for billions of dollars for 7 years in a row. And I again, I'm not American. I totally understand why they keep saying, oh, no, we have failed an audit. You think people that run the most powerful military on the planet are dumb? No, they're not. If they are failing something 7 times in 7 years, they're doing it on purpose. They're not dumb. No. Again, if you look at U.S. military engineering, it's a marvelous to behold. What it's used for, on the other hand, especially what it's used for by the Israeli government, not a huge fan of it. But it's a marvel. C-5 Super Galaxy. Have you seen that? Still my favorite. Or SR-72 Blackbird. Super awesomely looking, really fast plane. I know. So, it doesn't shock me that, it doesn't shock me that they keep saying, no, we have lost this amount of money, we have lost this amount of money for 7 years. Well, they know what they're doing. So, That brings me to, again, if you look at Panama Papers, the people that are involved in Panama Papers, a lot of people, a lot of nations, leaders, including Namibians, I don't have bodyguards, believe me, I would gladly dive into that one. And some of it is going to make a lot of war veterans very angry. So just Google Panama Papers and read it for yourself. Now, I'm just figuring out now that I need life outside my house because, who'd want to get out of the comfort zone? So I think I'm good with my comfort zone. Just, work, enjoy my work. And if you're going to run in my colleague, in my colleague to some of these stakeholder engagements, please Know that I said hi. So just when you run into any of my colleagues from Eagle FM, just tell them that when we were listening to Eagle FM this other day, short funny guy from Kavango said hi to us. So just tell him that we also said hi back, and that would awesomely make my day. Especially if you're a lady. If you're a guy, thanks, man. Yeah, shout out to you. And if you're a lady, thank you. My blood pressure just went below normal. Actually, I'll be dead. Above normal, still dead. Man, things have to find just a median way of operating. Higher than that, dead. Lower than that, dead. Now take the position of the earth, for example. Closer to the sun, we become popcorns. Far from the sun, we become ice cream. Okay, ice cubes. Let's go with ice cubes. Ice creams is a little more culinary. So, the military, the military juntas, what are they doing? Is it that bad? Biden, and frankly, I don't care. But here's the thing. The democratically elected leaders now, how are they any different from the quote unquote military juntas? Like, just how? Apart from the fact that, I came into this office democratically. Your kids are studying abroad. You go for medications abroad. You go shopping abroad. And all these things, you are spending taxpayers' money. Congratulations, you came to power democratically. But you're still an idiot. How much change have you brought up? The fact that you are going to get your paracetamol from Malaysia goes to show at least to me that you don't trust your own health institutions to take care of you. Now, if you don't trust them, why should anyone? That means they are not up to the standard that other health institutions in other countries are. And this is where I am loving the current Minister of Health. And I'm, Minister, next year, July, I'm going to be doing a lot of cooking. Believe me. And that's because July 2026, public officials, we want to make sure that by July 2026, our public health sector is so superb that public officials are using public health sectors for medical assistance. Now, here's the thing. If we don't do that, we better pull that off. Now, the thing about being a comedian is that whether we pull it off or not, I'm going to still have a good time. If we don't pull it off, I said the Minister of Health is going to come knocking here with a panga. She's a doctor, so he's most likely going to come with an injection. Pangas is for people that rely on brute force. Panga is for people that are, that rely on brute force. But, for people like, doctors, those ones who just, you show up to the hospital and they'll inject you with water and be like, that medication is the best. Meanwhile, they were listening to your show and you were making fun of them. They're like, aha, so it's you. I'm never giving you this medicine. But they're not going to tell you that. They'll tell you that even if what you have is a headache, they'll be like, aish. We'll have to run some tests here. This STD have never been seen before. Have you ever heard of HIV and, what you have here is HIV, cancer, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and everything rolled into one. This is bad. You will need one of those injections used by Mitko on kettle. Look, if I go to the hospital and someone says that, I'm running out of there faster than she can say, code red. So, I went through Dave Chappelle. American comedian Dave Chappelle recently roasted Palestinian American American music producer DJ Khaled for his silence on the ongoing conflict in Gaza during the performance of the Etihad Arena in Abu Dhabi as part of the Abu Dhabi comedy season in June 27, 2025. Chappelle questioned Khaled's lack of public response to the war because, well, again, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities are silent on what's going on in Gaza because of something I don't like. Endorsements. Contracts. You know, that's one of the reasons. Look, I've pointed out like 1,000 times here that I really want my show to be sponsored. But that's, you know, part of me wants my show to be sponsored. Part of me, I can't help but think that, you know what? John can handle my nonsense. He can handle my nonsense. I've cooked him like 1,000 times and he doesn't even care. That's how much he respects my art. Now, a lot of people, I don't think anyone, I don't think there are a lot of those people out there. A lot of them will go like, that's very sensitive. And I've heard that like 1,000 times. I've heard that coming from fully grown, fully grown men and women. Well, that was politically very sensitive, like, man, and you, I can't believe you have a driver's license. So, comedy is like, comedy is like music. Not everyone is going to love the same genre. Music, we all like music. But some people like reggae, some people like gospel, some people like rap, some people like R&B, hip hop and all those things. There are different genres of music, and comedy is pretty much the same. Not everyone is going to talk about, I went to the bar, I met this girl, and I was doing him the bathroom. Those jokes are funny to a lot of people. And there are some that will be like, well, I don't see anything funny with that. But when they come across the material of people like Helmut in making fun of politicians, they'll be, yeah, and I've gotten a lot of compliments. Thanks, guys. And actually, believe it or not, on top of convincing people that I'm funny, it turns out I've also managed to convince a lot of people that I'm smart, which sounds to me, every time someone says that, I go like, really? That's what you got? Dude, you're supposed to laugh and leave everything there. And, I'm still saying thank you. I'm still saying, well, thanks. As much as I want my show to be sponsored, I think that is going to come with a lot of red tapes. And the problem with red tapes is that it sucks the creativity out of the art. And this is the problem with Hollywood right now. Political correctness have become central to Hollywood, to the point where the comedy is not even funny anymore. Because, well, white people can make fun of black people can make fun of white people, everyone can make fun of gay people, then everyone can make fun of the, Zionists. Zionists is kind of difficult to make fun. I can make fun of Jews. Zionists, there's not a lot of, jokes you can write on Zionism. It's not like you can write a comedy script on Adolf Hitler. Like, what are your jokes are going to be? Like, it sucks the fun out of it because it's just too gory. Making fun of Jews? Oh, that'll be fun. I'll start with Jon Stewart. But, my problem is, I make fun of him. Here, he finds out he's gonna cook me on Daily Show, so, oh boy, that's gonna go viral. And, as much as I wanna go viral, I don't wanna go viral that like that, not in that negative way. So, Dave Chappelle said, for a Palestinian, this man is awfully quiet right now, and as a Palestinian, how could you be that quiet right now? And you are so fat! People are starving. He's the only fat Palestinian on earth right now. Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle decided to start World War III with DJ Khaled. Another one. And DJ Khaled knows how, Dave Chappelle knows how to start World War III. This is why, you know, this is why I kept, you know, this is why I said in the beginning that a lot of us want, you know, say, well, tell me the truth. But one thing that every comedian knows is that, society can handle the truth. No, we can't. And you can see that from the way that we interact on, or, you know, interact on a daily basis. We can't handle the truth. Let's start with one. Again, if I went to a club, saw a hot girl I wanted to go home with, and I approached her with the truth and nothing but the truth, and I told her, you know what, first of all, that forehead is shining really bright with all these lights, so please cover it up with something. Thank you very much. Now, anyway, where were we? Well, I just standing over there, and I couldn't help, you know, notice your head shining bright like a diamond. That's not my interest right now. Right now, my interest is to, you know, that cleavage. So I want to take you home, do unspeakable things to you, and then never call you again. Best case scenario, I'm going to be carried out of that ambulance out of that club on stretchers. Worst case scenario, I'm gonna die so fast, even God will be like, when the heck do you get here? Or the devil will be like, huh, I haven't seen someone come to hell that fast. So, we say you want the truth, but we really don't. And I just figured that out, that we lie to each other a lot because deep inside, we know we can't handle the truth. It's like we just want to be told the truth so we can throw a tantrum. Fascinating human behavior. Now, away from DJ Khaled, let's go to something that I like to do a lot, and that is watching documentaries. I have discovered something, guys. You know, this whole, especially when it comes to geopolitics, yeah, this is very true when it comes to geopolitics. Don't listen to people that are in office. No, don't listen to all that. It's all public relations garbage. When someone is in office, their opinion is 99 to 100% going to be a lie. 99 to 100% going to be a lie. What do you mean by that? Well, just give me one commercial break, so I can just convince you with words that are not mine.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Okay, here's the thing. As someone that has, zero experience, not zero experience, less than 1 week of experience of going out I can tell you that I watch a lot of documentaries. And this is one thing I have come to see, especially in the world of geopolitics. When it comes to geopolitics, anyone that's in office, the garbage that you see on mainstream media saying, you know, this officer, you know, this president, this prime minister said this and this and this to this going matter, and to this ongoing issue, he lied. Or she lied. Yeah. Lie, 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 lie. And that's why I really have grown not to be a huge fan of mainstream media right now, especially with, especially with the spin of that started from the Russia-Ukraine war. And then we just, Israel's bombardment of Gaza. I like to compare all this and just look at the response that's coming out of mainstream media. And I can, and mainstream media is having this, what they call the big guns. You know, when this guy is talking, therefore, he is just telling the truth. I don't know who told us that the mainstream media can lie to you because, well, newsflash, they lie like crazy. Now, first of all, one thing that is just worth pointing out. Politicians don't have power. No. People that fund politicians' campaigns, those are the people with power. Now, if you go to medieval England, you'll find one of my beautiful phrases coming out of the English language. It's called kingmakers. You see, kingmakers were the men behind the men. You know, the real men that were making the decisions and then channeling them through a puppet, a puppet. Back then they called them kings and queens. Now we call them politicians. Now, this is basically being told, there are people that love power, but they don't like the spotlight. Therefore, they give a lot of money to someone who will take all the pressure of the spotlight. And then they can just hang around in the shadow. This is where politics begins to sound like a conspiracy theory now. But just, you know, hang in there with me. Let's just focus on why I'm saying I'm really not a huge fan of, mainstream media, especially when they are interviewing army generals and, spokespersons of some institutions. First of all, if I was the president's spokesperson and you invited me to your show and asked me on something that was controversial, I would just flat out lie to you and give you the narrative. You have to understand that what I'm telling you is not based on my own analysis. What I'm telling you is based on the conclusion that had been reached by the state, not me. The state reached that conclusion. That's something I learned this year thanks to Matthew Miller, a former official of, a former White House official, during the, Matthew Miller, former public of, who was a spokesperson for the United States Department, Department of State, from the State Department spokesperson. Now, State Department spokesperson during the Biden administration. If you just go back to the Biden administration era and watch just how much lies this guy spew to journalists every time they asked about from Ukraine all the way to Gaza. Bro was lying through his teeth. And then, earlier this year, He just appeared on a podcast. He was not a government official anymore. Just a regular guy. He turns out he's telling that, this is him.
Do you think what's going on in Gaza now is a genocide?
I don't think it's a genocide, but I think I think it is without a doubt true that Israel has committed war crimes.
You wouldn't have said that at the podium.
Yeah, look, because when you're at the podium, you're not expressing your personal opinion. You're expressing the conclusions of the United States government.
Yeah. When you are in that official position, you are lying for your country. That's in fancy way. He put it more diplomatically. I'm a comedian. I don't do diplomacy. When you are in that position, when you are in any public position, you are lying for your country. You are lying for the interest of that entity. If you are a spokesperson of a company, you are lying for that company. 90% of the time, you are lying to save the reputation. of that country. Because I want now, imagine if he said those words, when he was still, spokesperson for the, when he was still a spokesperson for that, what's this entity again? A State Department spokesperson, he would have lost his job, believe me, just like that. So, like they say, never bite a finger that feeds you. He lied through his teeth. That's why I keep telling people, guys, politicians are not dumb. No. Believing that politicians are dumb makes you the dumbest of them all. They're really smart. Now, that was just one guy. Now, before the invasion of Iraq, Colin Paul, basically sat in front of Congress and spewed a lot of lies that he told, basically. Spewed a lot of lies. And, that led to the invasion of Iraq. He stood in, United Nations. Yeah. United Nations. Weapons of mass destruction. He sold that idea. Now, I wanted to, a trailer of Shadow World. This is an article by Andrew Feinstein. A gentleman that I think, he was a South African politician now living in Britain. And, wrote a book and made a documentary, went through all of them. It's wonderful South African corruption in blue and, in black and white. In paper. I love that part. Now. You see, before we get to that documentary, let's listen to General Wesley Clark on Iraq. When he was working for the Pentagon, he didn't say any of the things that he said after he left, after he left that official position. Then he started telling the truth.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, No. He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office today, and he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years. Starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran."
Finishing off with Iran. I know. Finishing off with Iran. That is coming from 2020. At least that video is coming from 2020. Iran was this year. What were we told? Nuclear enrichment. Iran is about to enrich uranium. Now, I dare you. All the politicians that were spewing all that garbage on Iran, give them 2-3 years. Once they leave, just give them this whole, Trump administration. After that administration, find their interviews after that. And you'll be listening to the opposite of what they were spewing.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Skyfi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit parata.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always prepare.
So, where was I? Just give every politician that he, I mean, whose interviews you followed on mainstream media coming out of the Western world about the reason behind the bombing of Iran. And just, you know, well, follow them all the way through to the end of the, you know, just follow them all the way through to the end of the, to the end of the Trump administration. And then follow up what they will be saying after that. They'll be saying the opposite of what they just said, of what they will be saying when they are in that public office, like public official capacity. That's one reason why I'm not a very huge fan of, let's just ask this guy and see what, of course, that's needed. Now, as a comedian, I don't like that because I like doing the lying. I don't like being lied to. It's okay when I'm lying, but when everyone else is lying to me, it's really not funny. I can lie because I'm a comedian. Man, I can use a comedian as an excuse to, you know, get out of jail free card. Sort of like, you know, Zionist, you know, everything that is, October 7th. You know, get out of jail free card. What do you eat for lunch? October 7th. When last did you sleep? October 7th. Get out of jail free card. That or, oh my God, I can't believe you forgot the Holocaust. No, we didn't. You forgot, on the other hand. Clearly you forgot. Unless we are reading, unless we are reading different, different textbooks. Now, let's round that up with a Shadow Wall trailer. Now, shall we? One documentary coming out from very close to home, aka South Africa, that gave me more like an interesting view on politics. Shall we?
I got nothing against money. I don't mind paying bribes to politicians. The thing about politicians is that they're very much like prostitutes, but only more expensive.
Now that is the voice of a Polish. I think he's a Polish arms dealer who was running, Talisman International, arms dealing, dark, a very hush-hush type of arms dealing. But now, from his experience in that documentary and also in the book of the same name, he's pointing out that, if you think politicians have power, you don't understand geopolitics. Politicians don't have power. No, they don't. The people that fund their political campaigns, those are the guys with power. Now, who funds their political campaigns? Mostly private companies. I know. Those private companies are basically taking a check out of their pocket and then giving to these leaders and telling them, when you get into office, you're going to have to take care of my interest, or the next election cycle, I'm, bribing you out of that office. Keep listening.
The heads of government are the salespeople in chief of their country's large arms contractors.
For the last 50 years at least, policy has been made based on the assumption of greed, and it's ruined the world.
This very phrase, war on terror, it's nonsense. It's like saying a war on war. You're slipping into this possibility of kind of perpetual war.
The national security state not only seeks a perpetual state of war, it will even go to all ends to create that.
They make the mafia look like a bunch of schoolboys.
And it destroys diplomacy. It destroys the will to diplomacy, and it destroys the skill for diplomacy.
Bombs, they're like food. Munitions has got, sell by date. You gotta get rid of it.
That's coming from a drug dealer. Yeah. No, arms dealer, not drug dealer. Bombs are like fruits, you know. You have to get rid of them. In other words, you have to sell it. And you can't sell them if you don't have a war. That brings me back to what one gentleman pointed out. I love social media. That, here's the thing. The reason why democracy doesn't work is that, let me put it this way. Let me be fair. The reason why democracy is going to have a problem working in real life is because of this. If your political sphere is dominated by the pharmaceutical industry, people are going to have to be sick for that industry to thrive. If you are dominated by, if your country is dominated by, if your country's politics is dominated by arms dealers, or more like arms manufacturing industries, there is going to have to be a war somewhere, or that industry will collapse. Because for them to keep making the weapons, they have to be used. That's the dark side of, weapons manufacturing now. Now, if the fast food industry is what your economy relies on, people will have to be fed for you to make money. In other words, just feed them a lot of garbage to sustain the industry. It's about sustaining an industry that makes basically everything diabolical. You say, what's the point of making medicine if no one is falling sick? If everyone is healthy, the pharmaceutical industry is gonna collapse. So, for it not to be collapsed, some idiot will have to be sick every now and then, so we can sell some meds. One colleague of mine told me that, some of these private hospitals are just making up stuff. Even if you just go there for a headache, they'll be like, "Ish, this one, for this one, I think we'll have to keep you overnight because, this could be bad. We found something here. Now, because every examination that they're conducting is costing money. Welcome to the reality of how the world works, especially under capitalism. I know. Actually, that's under, any system that values profit more. If you value profit more, you are going to create problems. I know. Now, this is a system being laid out by the mobs. Now, you see, one amazing thing about the mobs is that, they will come into your shop. Well, first of all, they have different departments, right? I know, departments. They will send a few guys into your shop and tell you that, it's a very beautiful store that you have here. It's a shame if anything terrible was to happen to it. But, if you give us this amount of money per month of your profit, of course, would be protected. Would protect it for you. At this point, you're asking yourself, protect it from who? I have not been attacked. You know what happens? When that mob goes, department of information leaves, the department of breaking stuff down shows up that night. You break stuff down, and then when you come back, call the police, it's like, oh my God, I've been robbed. These guys did not even steal anything. The money is still in the money is still here. They just broke stuff down. It's seemingly for destructive purposes and stuff. You know what? The next day, after the police leaves, that same department of information that visited you the previous day, they're going to show up again. And like, didn't we tell you that these things are very common in this part of town? So, are you going to use our services or not? If you say no, another aisle is going to break down again. If not even catch fire this time. By the time that you claim your insurance and rebuild that store, you're going to use the mob's services. When they show up, they're like, okay, fine. Yeah, please come here. How much should I be giving you guys? So, in other words, They created the insecurity that they are now using to sell you security. You gotta love how the world works. I know. And that's not because white people have a problem, or because black people have a problem, or because the army have a problem. No, that's because people have a problem, just people in general. Greed is at the core of us all, and once we start making money and acquiring power, we don't want to stop. Translation, we all seek to the core. Yeah, oh, no, if you are a listener of Mind the Gap, you're going to be hearing things you don't hear a lot in a lot of other shows. Because I'm a comedian. Here we have, especially when it comes to describing how geopolitics operate, all gloves are off. Okay, some of it, for the sake of Karen. Eagle FM Kuyemori?
Oh, now I understand why your program is like this. Good morning.
100.
How they Bodina?
But did they go do?
That's so, ne?
How did they do?
We thank God. We never they complain much.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So now, yes, it's true. Now this guy, you are really enjoying yourself.
Oh, I'm having a blast.
You must start. You are also depriving people from the truth.
Uh-huh.
So, because if you do not hold these programs where the communities of Sangara Sanga come...
the community of who? DK.
Is it Sangara Samba or Sambarara? Oh, even in their synagogue there.
Yeah.
You know, see, after Gradara and Demi, people go home, they won't able to lie and commit crime.
Uh-huh.
At least they have rejoiced themselves. They are now laughing. Those who are not speaking, those who are not in good time, they are singing.
Yeah.
Even the guy who has been lying, the reason why he started telling the truth is because he repented most.
I don't know about that.
Oh, imagine. Oh, aye, these people. You know, that's why I don't like this mass, the medium of what? This is mass destruction.
Uh-huh.
It's not medium of communication.
Uh-huh.
It's medium of destruction.
These guys in their official capacity can lie. And when they lose their job, that's when they'll be like, okay, now I will tell you the truth. I have been inside.
What about the atrocities that you have committed? You must be accountable for that.
No.
You cannot just be free.
What did Tony Blair say about the invasion of Libya? Well, I regret and I apologize.
No.
Wait, what?
They are genuine apologies. You know, that's why... When I came to understand, when I came to a level of understanding, when you were even asking a question, but I imagine and looking, but what about those guys who were there in those professions? They were even the one who were putting on those things and say, yes, here we are. You have actually committed an atrocity because you acted, unlawfully.
Mm-hmm.
Because just to liberate Africa, you acted unlawfully. And then therefore you deserve death.
Look, the irony in that, the irony in this whole, British expansion was that, their goal was they are going to come and civilize us from our savage self-destructive ways. And then committed some of the worst atrocities in the history of mankind. That's like me telling you that, you know what, I'm coming there to give you food and then eat all of your food. Like, really? What feeding do you do?
But people, I realize that people who are of your level, I mean, that for you, you have got a double portion of the blessing.
Yeah.
So for you, you have your profession.
Let's take a commercial break.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 a month and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepare.
Okay.
So we are going to conclude with this remark.
Yeah.
So now I understand, but now are you now saying that since you have got a double portion of the blessing, and you are the comedian, mm-hmm. and you are also in the legal ethics now,
mm-hmm.
are you now saying that concluding that yes, those guys who knew the truth, of course they might have depended, they could repent. But they knew the truth that the apartheid system and colonial system and all this legal system, all these things, they were not in the favor of our people.
Uh-huh.
Were they lying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, they were lying.
Oh, so what do you do after all this atrocity and this barbaric atrocity and all these things? We just say, okay, thank God, hallelujah, welcome home.
No, not really. Actually, that's where my job as a comedian becomes even more fun. Because, I think it was sometimes earlier this week or last week when a lot of people, especially from the UK. The British Museum has the evidence of colonialism.
Uh-huh.
Now, these guys, that's why I always say that I'm never committing a crime with a British, because these guys are very terrible at stealing, because not only did they steal this stuff, but they also decided to put it in a hole where everyone can see it. They didn't stop there. They made sure to label who stole it, how it was stolen.
We're on the safe side,
I know, right?
Thank God,
All right.
We'll go jump on tomorrow again.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, my favorite part about the British Museum is that, it actually first shows me that, committing a crime with a British is a bad idea. Because, in the British Museum, the British, scoured the whole world, stole a bunch of stuff, and then they decided to put it in a hole. And by the way, in the 60s, they passed the British Museum Act, where you are not, in other words, what the law says is that you are not allowed to go and steal the stuff that was stolen from you. It's like Tura boys stealing your phones and then they make an iPhone grabbing act, making it illegal for you to go and claim back your phone. I'm telling you, this, being a comedian is awesome, especially in this whole politics. 3 minutes past the hour of 11, it's Sizuma Salicho time. As for moi, until tomorrow, today is Thursday, tomorrow is Friday. Okay. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. You all stay tuned for Sizuma Salicho with Francis Nengla and Voma Helmut.
Great news! Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba. The world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel
anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the Eye. The Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.